The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS, World Money Talk Station, the Internet's only 24-hour a day, 7-day a week information station with news that you can use. And returning once again is Aaron Archibald from CO2Grow. CO2Grow.ca is the website. Aaron heads up sales and strategic alliances for publicly traded CO2 Grow Inc. Stock symbols are BLONF, that's Bravo, Lima, Oscar, November, Frank, on the US OTC, and Grow on the Canadian Venture Exchange, and 4021 on the Frankfurt Exchange. Aaron, welcome back to the program. It's good to hear your voice once again.
Thanks, Evan. It's great to be back. Glad to hear everything's going well for you and your family.
Hey, listen, that was a great announcement of the Osprey Ag Sciences leading your fully subscribed equity issue. I'll ask you for the details later on and how they can, you know, help you grow beyond capital. But for listeners new to CO2 Grow's precision ag tech story, can you describe what your technology does for indoor plant growers, if you would?
Yeah, absolutely, Evan. Our patented CO2 delivery solution systems is really just a better way of delivering CO2 to plants. We dissolve the CO2 into water. That water's misted onto plants and creates a microfilm around the plant surface, which then drives the CO2 into the plant. So it's a more efficient use of CO2, and the plants actually get to uptake more CO2. And more CO2, as any grower knows, leads to higher yields, faster cycle times. That's the main benefits of our technology to growers.
How large is the indoor plant grow market you're going after?
I think about 85% of the world's indoor grow area can't utilize CO2 right now, and that's 85% of over 50 billion square feet. So it's a phenomenally large market. We're trying to bite off small chunks of it as we go along. Our focus has been, you know, North America, because we are a North American company. So doing business in Canada and the United States is our backyard. But we've also been dealing internationally as well. So
how does your technology work on enhancing plant growth and growers' profits, if you don't mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, it allows a plant grower to use existing irrigation infrastructure to deliver CO2 to their plants. And because the CO2 is dissolved efficiently into that water, it's misted on for, you know, about 5 seconds at a time. So it's really not applying very much water to their overall system. And that allows them to continuously dose plants with CO2 during really the photosynthetic hours or daylight hours, not at night. So it's fully automated. There's no extra manpower required, so there's no overhead costs associated with staffing and extra required infrastructure.
My very special guest is Aaron Archibald. He heads up sales and strategic alliances for publicly traded CO2 Grow Inc. The stock symbols are BLONF. That's Bravo, Lima, Oscar, November, Frank on the US OTC, Grow on the Canadian Venture Exchange, and 4021 on the Frankfurt Exchange. Aaron, any other value add features of your CO2 delivery solution systems?
Yeah, there's two extra benefits that growers receive. One is that misting plants with a small volume of water throughout the day helps to cool the environment. A lot of these growing environments get very warm, so you can cool the plants without adding extra humidity. But I think the larger benefit is a anti-pathogenic film that encapsulates the plants, and by that it's basically, you know, changes in the pH don't allow things like single-celled organisms like E. coli and powdery mildew and things like that to propagate and colonize.
Very interesting technology, folks. As always, we tell you to investigate before you invest. Do your due diligence. In my opinion, my humble opinion, this is a long-term buy and hold situation. You want to get into it and just hold on to it for the long run and see where it's going to go. Company's a great company, really, really good company. Aaron, how does your technology do all of that?
Well, I mean, in particular, how it affects pathogens is that when you dissolve CO2 into water, you drop the pH. So if your pH is, say, 6.5 in your water, you're actually going to drop it to 4.5. And when you miss that on the plant, it changes the pH on the plant surface from, say, 6.5 to 4.5. But the CO2 is ingested by the plant within 2 minutes. So you see your pH go back up to 6.5. The pH scale is logarithmic. So the difference between 4.5 and 6.5 is actually 200 times. So single-celled organisms like pathogens cannot propagate in that. It would be like you and I living in an environment that had the temperature changing by 200% or 200 times, several times an hour. So they just don't do well. And by propagate, I mean colonize. If you have one bacteria, then you have two, then you have four, then you have eight, then you have 16. So it just stops that propagation cycle.
Aaron, with COVID-19 running rampant all across the entire world, what are the latest greenhouse trends during COVID-19?
I actually think you're seeing more and more greenhouses going up, and there's been more focus on growing local. There's been a huge issue with migrant workers. We've noticed in Canada, we bring migrant workers in to harvest vegetables. I know that in California, there's been a very large issue with that, with them not being able to get visas and with changes in the administration and minimum wage requirements for migrant workers. It's making it more and more expensive. So growing locally and in greenhouses is becoming more popular. There's also less use of pesticides. They don't have to use the same level of chemicals. I was recently watching a commercial on television for Wendy's, which is a hamburger chain in Canada and the States, and they were actually advertising that the lettuce they put on their burgers is grown in a greenhouse with no added chemicals or pesticides.
Really?
And I thought to myself, wow, that's a massive swing when you see a company that sells meat, i.e. burgers, talking about the lettuce that goes on their burgers and how they grow it. I was blown away by that. And it was a sure sign to me that things are changing in how food is being grown and how food supply chains are being managed.
The times are really changing, especially from a national company like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, which plays right into our hands as they need to source locally grown food at covered grow, we'll call it a protected grow because it's indoors versus outdoors. That is our key demographic of customers for us. So it's nice to see that big food conglomerates are moving to that type of production.
Folks, we want to give out the ticker symbol once again. It's a BLONF, Bravo Lima Oscar November Frank on the United States OTC, Grow on the Canadian Venture Exchange, and 4021 on the Frankfurt Exchange. This is a really, really neat company, folks. You want to get into it, invest in it, hold on to it long term. Aaron, how much of your targeted indoor grow market have you approached?
With over 42 billion square feet of potential market for us, we haven't even touched 1% of that in proposals out to customers. A lot of these growers have multiple facilities, and I'm sure as we approach a proposal for one, it likely disseminates throughout the organization. But we are really in our infancy there. Although we are starting to see some commercial success and getting projects in the door, the market is really limitless at this point for us. We've tapped such a small percentage of it to date.
With a lot of companies shutting down because of COVID-19 and things like that, your company is just ticking right along. It is business as usual, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we are ticking along. I mean, look, like everyone is facing hurdles with COVID-19 as we do installations abroad. You know, we've had to change, you know, a few things. You know, I'm in Canada. I can't travel to the States right now. But, you know, we have a good sales group in the States, and we have, you know, specialty mechanical plumbing contractors that we deal with that actually do the installations for us. And most of those are regionally based. So, you know, we're working on a project in Florida right now, and we have a contractor in Florida installing the system for us. So we've been able to continue to move forward, even though it is a little harder for people to travel and things like that. So,
folks, the ticker symbol once again, BLONF, BLONF on the United States, OTC, GROW on the Canadian Venture Exchange, 4021 on the Frankfurt Exchange. My special guest is Aaron Archibald. He heads up the Sales and Strategic Alliance Division for publicly traded company CO2 Grow Inc., CO2 Grow Inc. The website co2grow.ca. There's no W on that, by the way. It's GRO.ca. CO2GRO.ca. We're going to take a short pause for the cause, and the conversation will continue in just a few moments with Aaron Archibald. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Okay, give me 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups, 5 sets of stairs, and 5 laps.
Hey, Coach, what's with all the fives?
I love the number 5, because I get 5% cash back with my Chase Freedom credit card.
Chase Freedom card members can earn 5% cash back on up to $1,500 spent in new bonus categories each quarter.
I sure love those 5% categories even more than I love working you like dogs.
But, Coach, Chase Freedom also gives you 1% cash back on everything else you buy.
Unlike some other cashback cards, Chase Freedom automatically gives you a full 1% cash back on all other purchases without limits.
What's your point, rookie?
Well, if you get 1% cash back too, how about we just do one of everything?
How about I let you warm the bench this Sunday?
5 it is.
Earn your cash back with Chase Freedom, proud sponsor of the New York Jets. Don't get shortchanged. Get your cash back. Visit chase.com/freedom. Chase Freedom credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. and are subject to credit approval. Activate to get your 5% cash back each quarter. Copyright 2011, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
We at Access Title say yes, no matter the reason.
Unexpected medical bill, or if you just need a little extra cash, we are here to help. Fill out a quick application, snap a few photos with your phone, and a nationwide network of agents will take care of the rest.
Fast, simple, easy.
Visit us online at AccessTitleLoans.com. Access Title. Unlock the cash in your car today.
It's simple, just like that.
With multiple funding options like directly into your account same day or pick up at any of our thousands of locations nationwide, we get you in and out with cash, and you keep your car.
Access Title is not a lender. Restrictions and limitations apply. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. Please use short-term loans responsibly.
So call, click, or visit.
Are you a business owner who needs working capital to help grow and support your business? Do you know where the money is going to come from? Have you been turned down from a local bank? If you need working capital and need it now, call Strategic Funding. We provide up to $1 million in alternative financing to retailers, restaurants, hotels, and hundreds of different types of businesses. Unlike getting financing through a bank, our unique financing services are very flexible, with repayment plans customized to meet your needs. Our underwriting is extremely fast, allowing approval in as little as one day. It's totally stress-free. If you've been in business for at least a year, have an annual revenue of $150,000 or more with a minimum credit score of 550, pick up the phone and call now for a free, no-obligation consultation to see what you qualify for. Dial 800-211-6587. 800-211-6587. That's 800-211-6587.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. From Broad Street to Wall Street, this is World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. If you're just tuning in, we're getting an update from Aaron Archibald. He heads up the Sales and Strategic Alliances for publicly traded CO2 Grow. That's BLONF on the U.S. OTC, Grow on the Canadian Venture Exchange, and 4021 on the Frankfurt Exchange. Aaron, how does the economics of your small business, of your small systems, work for the greenhouses?
Yeah, Evan, basically, we have some systems designed to do upwards of 15,000 square feet, and it's really allows customers to do a commercial feasibility study, almost like a try before you buy. They still pay for these systems and pay for the use of the systems, but it allows them to try out something on one small shade house or greenhouse within their organization or a portion of their greenhouse and compare it to their regular growth cycle as a control. So it's a very economical way for them to get comfortable with the technology and try it out for a couple of grow cycles and recognize the benefits. And it's a great tool to move growers who tend to be cautious to a big sale. So it's like training wheels on a bike, and it lets them try it out, and then they're off and running in no time.
Aaron, where have your commercial feasibility proposals been sent?
Well, they've been all over the U.S. We've likely got commercial feasibility studies in over half of the states in the continental U.S. now, all over Canada. We've got some in the U.K., the UAE, Israel, Western Europe. We're looking at one in Japan right now. So we've been really sending them all over the globe, proposal wise. And then it's a matter of waiting for those proposals to be signed off on and slotting them into delivery and installation schedules.
Since the last time we spoke, Darren, you issued three more press releases since we last spoke. One for the equity financing with Osprey Ag Sciences as lead, one in California for cannabis, and one in Florida for hydroponically grown spinach. Can you go over them and their significance, if you would?
Yeah, I'll start with the spinach. That is really interesting because it's a different type of growing. So hydroponic growing is different than growing, in soil or something like that. So the plant actually sits in water. So for us, having our system utilized in as many different growing setups as possible to highlight its effectiveness there is important. And then, food production is clearly important, as you and I were talking about earlier in the day. So this spinach spinach job is with a very large grower with multiple facilities across the U.S. And it's really our first major hydroponic project. So from that standpoint, it's important to us technically, also important to us commercially. And then the one in California is a cannabis grower. They're a very large cannabis grower, and there's a lot of commercial opportunity for us there that'll be able to drive in or expand our relationship with that company. And it's, I always say, it's easier to expand a relationship and more cost effective to do so than it is to find a new relationship. So I'm always excited when we bring on customers that have growth potential for us to grow within their organization. And then I think the most important thing that we have to talk about lately is our partnership with Osprey Ag Sciences. They took up the entire financing. It's fully subscribed. Between them and our board, it's close to a $3 million equity deal, including the warrants that they intend to exercise at some point down the road and sort of within the next 18 months. So, but I call it smart money because not only is it capital for us to really drive things forward and expand where we need to, they only make investments into to ag tech companies that are bringing up new, interesting technologies that add to sustainability and moving the agricultural sciences together. So for them to invest in us, it was really, really a good feeling for me. And having them as a partner, and they're involved with a lot of customers, potential customers that we've been targeting. So I think they'll be able to open a lot of doors there and help us drive forward our commercial success. So it's not just funding us, it's becoming a partner and leading us into some deals that we likely would have a hard time getting to ourselves.
You had a great press release in Florida also, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had, are you talking about the spinach grower in Florida or a different one?
The commercial feasibility installation in Florida is what I was talking about. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I like that.
Yeah, it is. That was one where we had to find that local contractor. Right. Matt Julius, who is our chief science officer, is actually in Florida as we're speaking, overseeing the setup of the equipment so that it matches the control group perfectly. So I'm excited to see that one up and running in very short order.
Sounds like Osprey's involvement could increase your revenue potential.
Yeah, I think it really will. I mean, it's like I said, it's not just the financing. The financing is something every public company needs in their infancy, early stage commercial companies like ours. But I think it's the doors they'll open and the introductions they'll make for us will be equally as important.
Yeah, folks, this is a great company. We really firmly believe in this company, folks. Again, we always tell you, do your due diligence. We always ask you to investigate before you invest in any company that we feature on the program here at World Money Talk Station, WMTS. The ticker symbols for this company, once again, for CO2 Grow Inc., it's BLONF on the U.S. OTC, Bravo, Lima, Oscar, November, Frank on the U.S. OTC, Grow on the Canadian Venture Exchange, that's GROW, and 4021 on the Frankfurt Exchange. Aaron, we want to say continued good luck to you and the entire team. Congratulations raising the capital in this tough market that we're in right now, especially with COVID running rampant everywhere. Give us your final thoughts for investors that are listening to the program that are contemplating and debating whether to invest in the company or not.
Oh, okay, absolutely. I think now is likely the best time there's ever been. The management group still own roughly 20%, between 20 and 25% of the shares, still not taking any cash compensation. And we have a wonderful partner in Osprey who will be about a 20% ownership partner in that. And, we haven't had any significant changes to our leadership team, and I think we're with every sale that we make and every new project we get, it's opening the door to others, and I really feel like we're going to start running downhill shortly.
Folks, go to the website co2grow.ca. That's co2gro, not a W on the end, www.ca. A lot of people make that mistake and they say, wow, where's the website? It's not there. It's no W, just GRO.ca. My special guest, Aaron Archibald, has been with us. Aaron, thanks so much, and we'll speak to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Evan.
Have a great day.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.